it's a little bit of a strange one because it really isn't something that we anticipated doing at any stage. So it's probably different to every other signing, and it was more perhaps initiated by Rob than myself. I mean, I met him 2 or 3 weeks ago, and really just to try and point him in the right direction. I wasn't certain all the advice he's been given was correct, and tried to push him in a way that he'd end up at a club not in this league. But as things have transpired, and we've had a couple of meetings, and with his dad as well, it's sort of become evident that he wants to maybe get himself back on track a little bit and get back here and work hard and hopefully fulfil a potential that Nolan and I, you know, thought he had when we signed him as a 15-year-old.
Yeah, you say you really weren't expecting this deal to come about then. So it's moved quite quickly then.
Yeah, I mean, we've been talking for a couple of weeks, but more about trying to help Robbie to think about the best way forward. You know, the first couple of times I've met him, it wasn't to try and get him to come here. It was trying to just point him in the right direction and give him some advice. And my advice with young players is always to try and, you know, be the best they can be and go to the club at the best possible level. And for whatever reason, things have fallen through at different clubs with different offers that Robbie thought were on the table and perhaps, you know, thought were going to be options for him for the coming season. And, you know, when it comes to the crunch, like we said in the press release, you know, we don't want him playing in this league for someone else. And Robbie didn't want to play in this league for someone else, even though it would have been far more lucrative for him financially. So, you know, once we sort of were certain that he was genuine in his desire to, as I said, you know, fit in with the philosophy we have here and go back to some basics and how he used to be when he was a scholar, get his head down, work hard and try and be the player we all want him to be, you know, then it becomes a bit of a no-brainer for us.
Yeah, has he managed to persuade you then that, you know, his head's in the right place, he's willing to work hard and under your guidance and Nolan's guidance, he can fulfil that potential?
Yeah, I mean, that's the way it is at this football club now. You know, we won't put up with anything different. So players come here knowing that, you know, if they work hard and apply themselves and they want to get the most out of themselves that they can do, this is a great club for them to be at. If not, the demands will be too high for them and they won't want to be here. So, you know, we really have to be honest with players when they sign for us and make sure that they do buy into the philosophy and the way that we want to do things and they do want to work hard because, as I said, you know, we're not going to be successful here by not doing that. So, you know, for me, every single player, doesn't matter how much potential they've got or how much ability they've got, it isn't worth anything unless they're prepared to knuckle down, work hard, apply themselves and, you know, try and be the best they can be.
And of course, he was at the U's for, you know, 4.5 years before, wasn't he? So I guess the fans will be happy to see him return.
Yeah, I don't know what the reaction will be from the supporters, but from our, you know, position, we know that he's a young player that we, you know, Nolan and I signed when he's 15 years old. We got to work with him for just over a year and he graduated into the first team maybe a little bit too quickly. Things were different at the club then and we didn't have too much of a say in it. And, you know, we've watched from afar, even when Robbie was at this club, as to what's happened with his career. And obviously, he did well enough to get a move from here, but only well enough to get a move in the same league. But from, you know, the club's point of view, he's a player that 18 months ago we sold for £50,000. He's now signed for us on a free transfer. He signed within a wage structure that we've since imposed at the club. And without a shadow of a doubt, he's not come here for the money because, you know, the negotiations with Rob was me, him and his dad. And it took about 30 seconds to talk about money because him and his dad were more concerned with his football and his future, getting his career back on track and making sure that he develops into the player that we all want him to be.